right. As much as I'd like to listen to Take It to the Limit, we need to get right to the phones. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, presented by Jack's Outdoor Gear and 104.3 The Fan. And patiently waiting, I hope, is J.R. Pierce from Colorado Clays. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning, Terry.
We just have so much to talk about, but I made sure I saved time for you, my friend.
I appreciate that, Terry. We do have some good stuff to cover today, no doubt.
Well, you know, all the hunting seasons are happening right now. And, of course, you provide something for anybody. Brad Peterson made a comment. We were talking waterfowl hunting. He said, boy, it starts in just a couple weeks. Youth and military starts next week. He said, if you haven't been out shooting, you need to get out and shoot your shotgun. He said, shooting a round of clays or some skeet or trap will just give you so much more success and knock the rust off. And you sure offer the opportunities for that, don't you?
Yes, Terry. And, you know, with so many seasons already upon us and many more still to come, it really is great to see so many people taking advantage of the fact that Colorado Clays truly is Colorado's premier public shooting facility. Of course, we offer the finest in rifle, pistol, and shotgun practice opportunities, and we have the open to the public shooting 6 days a week, so these folks can really arrange their practice around their schedule. And, you know, Terry, I totally agree. Any practice is good practice. And when you look at Colorado Clays with our 7 ATA trap fields, our 2 NSSA skeet fields, those 2 wobble traps, which we all know is great upland, and then our beautiful 15-station sporting clays course, there truly is something for everyone. And I must say, Terry, I know the dove conspiracy continues. I've had quite a few folks coming out and looking me up and just asking for a particular presentation they're struggling with. You know, a gentleman was here last week, said, I need to practice this high crossing shot. I've got a corner of a fence, and that's what I'm getting, and I'm not hitting them. So, you know, Terry, these birds are getting smarter, and the shots are getting tougher, so I encourage everyone for sure, get out the Colorado Clays for that perfect practice, because we're here to help.
And it's turning out to be one of our best dove seasons in a long time. It's phenomenal. But as you know, you mentioned the conspiracy. I've already stated many times, it's a dove season is a conspiracy to sell shotgun ammunition. Speaking of that, what's the ammo situation looking like?
Well, Terry, it's just not getting better. It's staying not real good. Colorado Clays, of course, with our buying power and friends in the industry, we've been managing to keep most of those popular calibers and gauges, and we're going to work diligently to keep doing that. So we're looking out for our customers.
Yeah, I know you are. You always take care of them. You know, I want to switch gears on you real quick, and that's, you know, muzzleloader and rifle seasons are just around the corner. Are you still able to accommodate them doing sight-ins?
Yeah, Terry, we're running wide open today. As a matter of fact, we've been doing lots of muzzleloader sight-in, and I think I told you last time our RSOs came up with that 50 caliber range pack to help people get on paper, get their gun close, and then fine-tune with their hunting ammo so they don't have to burn up that hard-to-get ammo. So we've been doing lots of muzzleloaders. Of course, being a muzzleloader-friendly facility, it's a very comfortable place to get sighted in. And rifle, yeah, the folks are already coming out, getting ready for those seasons. It's very impressive how serious people are taking that this year, and we're just so glad to be able to accommodate them.
Well, and you know, one of the things I like about getting ready for hunting at your facility is that a lot of places you can just shoot on a bag from a bench. Well, you and I both know that you very seldom get to make a shot like that in the field, and your position, whether you're prone or sitting or leaning against a tree, changes the point of impact in your sight picture, and they really need to practice that.
Absolutely, Terry, and that's one of the beautiful things about Colorado Clays is that each rifle stall has that padded bench. We have sandbags, we have adjustable rests, we have composite rests, we have lead sleds, anything you need to do to get going on paper, but we also have that option of a prone shot practicing with shooting sticks. Whatever your likelihood of a shot will be, we can represent that here at Colorado Clays. And then just the bonus, Terry, is this video viewing sight-in. We literally have a telephoto camera on your 100-yard target, a monitor in your bay. So rather than having to grab a spotting scope between shots, you simply look up at the monitor, check your point of impact, make your adjustments. Sight in goes quick, easy, and accurate. So definitely take advantage of that.
You know, I know we want to talk about some upcoming things we're going to cover, but before we get to that, there's one other thing that always jumps out at me, and that's patterning. And I think the one thing that we don't talk about enough is when we talk about this a lot during turkey, but it applies to all shotgunning. We really found out on this shooting from a different position that really affected the impact of your pattern on the shotgun, didn't it?
No, absolutely, Terry. And, you know, there are so many variables on a pattern, from the gun, the choke selection, the ammo selection, distances, but shooting position, it is amazing. Now, I did have a couple gentlemen out getting ready with a new duck choke and some loads they had. And they did say they were going to be blind hunting, and it happened again about 2 weeks ago, Terry. Gentleman out there just did a good standing shot, nice-looking pattern, went ahead and sat against our picnic table, and we ended up with that, once again, up to 30% higher patterning because of the way your head sits on the gun, your sight picture, and what other variables might contribute to that. So make sure when you pattern a gun or even sight in a gun that you do yourself a favor and do it from the positions you may encounter on your hunt, or you might be surprised what happens.
Okay, now we only got a couple minutes left, but you and I talked that we're going to start doing about every other week kind of how to pick out the right gun. Like we'll do one day, we'll do shotguns, maybe we'll do that one in 2 weeks. Then we'll do handguns or rifles, but we'll talk about how to pick out. But the first thing I think question I'm going to kind of get us whet their appetite is, how do you even know what you should be buying? Should you be buying a shotgun and maybe hunting with slugs in a shotgun? Should you be buying a pistol for self-defense, or should you be buying something else? How do you start deciding what firearm you should be looking at first, JR?
Terry, great question, and I'll probably use my couple minutes here because there's so much to cover on this topic. So, yes, Terry, for years, one of the most frequently asked questions here at Colorado Clays is from people wanting to purchase a firearm but not knowing what gun they should choose. And I definitely think the first question to ask is, what am I purchasing this firearm for? Is it for hunting, for home defense, recreational shooting, competition, what have you? Then we need to decide, is this firearm going to be chosen specifically for one application, or do I want one that can be used for more than one purpose? Because this can often change the selection you'll be choosing from. So, you know, you can often get a broader range of uses from a single firearm with simple changes to a particular style or platform when you're researching your options prior to making the purchase. And, of course, another question to ask is, will it just be myself using this firearm? Or will my husband, my wife, my kids, my friends, et cetera, be using it as well? This can also change your choice because the size, the weight, the fit, the caliber or gauge can affect whether this gun, another person can safely or comfortably handle that gun. And that, of course, brings us to what gauge or caliber is right for my uses. Many firearms have the same or similar models available in multiple gauges or calibers. And there are many important considerations, and making the correct choice for yourself before you purchase is very important. So as we've been saying here lately, the most available ammo may be a factor, something you factor into your choice as well. Some of the specialty calibers are still nearly impossible to find, Terry. And of, you know, one of the biggest and most common situations I see that determines which firearms a person chooses from is financial limitations. There is really almost no limit to the amount of money that can be spent purchasing, setting up, or customizing a firearm. And even though it is often true that you can get higher quality by spending more money, there really are a lot of very good quality options out there for reasonable pricing. And I think, Terry, I think I finally should say that probably one of the most valuable resources available to everyone in Colorado is Colorado Clay Shooting Park and our best in the industry pro staff. We are always willing to help our customers make a well thought out purchase based on our years of experience in the firearms field, and we'd be glad to help people out with that.
You are absolutely right. I think next week, not next week, but 2 weeks, we'll probably start on shotguns. We have to run, my friend, but if people want more information, how do they find you?
Give us a call, Terry, 303-659-7117, or go to the website, coloradoclays.com. Leave us a message, take the virtual tour, check out the facility, but by all means, get out here to Colorado Clays, and we look forward to seeing you.
All right, my friend, we've got to run. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk specifics on shotguns. We're going to take a quick time out. We get back, we're going to wrap up the show, and we may even visit with Dan Jacobs and get his view on the Broncos right here on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.